and no matter what your typology or political affiliation, you must obey the laws of physics. Commentator Aaron Freeman has a lesson for us in the theory physicists call sum over histories.
Modern physics is so bizarre, it looks like our lives. We used to imagine electrons orbiting the nuclei of atoms like teeny solar systems. You can predict where a planet will be by noting where it was an hour ago, by knowing its history. But when you go subatomic, physicists say, forget history. Instead, imagine the electron moves around the nucleus of an atom by all possible paths at once. This, of course, don't make no kind of sense. Before I go to my mother's house, I decide if I'm going to take I-90, I-294, or the Tri-State Tollway, but I can't take them all at the same time. But researchers at places like Argonne National Laboratory and Fermilab measured carefully and found that, doggone it, electrons do go around nuclei by all possible paths. Just like the human heart, which wraps around its object by all possible paths. For those closest to us, we feel everything. Love, hate, bemusement, fear, gratitude, and all the whirling passions around and between them. And, like the position of an electron, it's anybody's guess where exactly our hearts will be at any particular instant of space-time. This same theory includes the idea that nothing can be predicted with absolute certainty, neither the precise position of an electron nor the exact future state of one's own heart. Understanding that all possible paths is nature's way lets us off some big hooks. Parents, feeling guilty because they wish their darling 2-year-old would just freaking vanish, might chill out knowing that nature demands we feel everything toward our children, including rage. We longtime parents shamelessly raise kids by deception, empathy, anger, honesty, and all other possible paths. Modern physics unites the wisdom of sages and the research of scientists. Now we know that when Malcolm X said we should pursue power by any means necessary, he was talking physics.
Commentator Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.